high jumps, and robots. If you're listening to this episode, let's just say Jamaican a good choice.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this. Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, hello out there in podcast land. Thanks for doing yourself a favor and tuning into the best podcast in all of higher education. You know what I'm talking about. The award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. I work for the communications and marketing office for the college. Jeremy Henderson is my name, podcast and my game. I got old Scoop Phillips over here, the co-host with the co-most, the director of the aforementioned Office of Communications and Marketing. Austin is legal.
What,
did you change it? You didn't legally. It's on you. I mean,
it's on my tag, so it's pretty much.
And your Slack handle.
Yes,
Scoop as well. Is. You've really embraced it.
When you got the Scoop, when
you got the Scoop, you always got
to
the Scoop.
Do it.
We're joined as always, ish. No, as always now, as always, by John Sluice over here, the blue vest himself, and turning the knobs and breaking hearts. And Scott's sitting in again, just learning from the best today. Joined by a very special guest, a man with experience behind the microphone, apparently.
Yes, I know. Just
who
learned
knew?
Something.
A lot of experience.
Well, I mean,
and everything.
Is he going to take our job?
Maybe.
Hey!
You never know.
You never know, because you're doing a lot of things. You could be taking a lot of jobs here. We have David Edmondson, a GTA, a grad student in mechanical.
Correct.
We got a bachelor's in mechanical. I mean, it's mm-hmm. all Auburn.
Well, in the first...
Track
and field.
Track and field.
Athlete that we've had here on the podcast.
Well,
let's see. We've had...
Swimming.
We've had...
Or diving, one of them. Wait, that girl. Yeah, she was somebody.
I know I saw softball one time.
Yes, I know we've had softballs. We've had football, men's basketball. We've not had women's basketball.
Hadn't had women's basketball.
Interesting.
I don't know if we've had volleyball.
Equestrian. No volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got some work to do.
But track and field, you're
track
number one.
Track and field, number one.
Yeah,
and
Thank you.
On the scoreboard, number one in our hearts.
Aww, and I believe our first native Jamaican.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
I could totally be wrong.
That's definitely.
But I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a couple of South Americans.
A lot of South Americans.
But none
no.
in the Caribbean.
No.
I mean, how long has the podcast been going?
5 years.
Yeah.
So
I've been here 5 years, and I'm the only, as far as I know, I'm the only Jamaican engineer that's here for the past 5 years. So,
well, Jamaican history right now, so that's pretty good.
Just he's got puns coming.
I'm sorry,
everywhere.
I got to take advantage anytime I can with Maybe. Jamaica. That's one of my favorites. Anyway,
should be.
It's a wonderful place.
So you've been there?
Yes, I have been.
Really?
To Jamaica, yes.
Who knew? What
yep.
part?
What's the capital?
Kingston,
that's where we flew in.
Ooh.
And I want to say we may have stopped on a cruise ship as well.
Hmm. That might have been the other side of the island. So, like, the north side is mostly the tourist side. And then
no,
the south
I know
side
we stopped. I know we stopped through one time going to Colombia when I went to visit Dad. And then I'm pretty sure we stopped on a cruise ship as well.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, beautiful place.
Well, where are you from in Jamaica?
So I'm about an hour away from the capital. So I actually went to school in the capital, Wilma's Boys School. So I have to shout out my high school every time. They've paid the way for me to be here currently. So yeah, I lived about an hour and a half, hour and 15, hour and a half is a stretch from school in Old Harbor. So it's a little small town.
Old Harbor, okay.
Yeah, Old Harbor is the name of it. And it's a little small town in the parish of St. Catherine. It's not as small as it used to be when I just moved there, but it's definitely growing. And yeah, that's where I was raised since I was about 8.
Where did you move from?
I lived in Kingston before that. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we got to let's get to the obvious. How do we get to Auburn?
How do we get to Auburn? So that story is an interesting story. I mean, as a track athlete, you know, track is very big in Jamaica. We have, you know, Usain Bolt, Shannon Fraser. Before that, we've had several athletes, you know, who have gone to the Olympics and World Championships, you know, won medals. So it's a very big thing down there, especially high school track and field. It goes crazy. We have something called the ISA Boys and Girls Championships, and it's insane atmosphere. We have horns blowing, everything. So it goes crazy. Damn. And so I say that to say we take track very seriously. And to continue from there, I did decathlon in high school my last 3 years. Before that, I did high jump and four hurdles. So I did decathlon the last 3 years of high school. And Jamaica doesn't have all the resources to do the decathlon. So I was like, I knew for sure that I had to come to university abroad where I could expand my opportunities there and also expand my education. And so Auburn was just the best choice for me going forward in terms of scholarship for track and the excellence that the track program brought to the track and field world, as well as in engineering. So it was just the best match for me going forward, because I had a few other
losers.
Call them that. I had a few other opportunities to go to different universities, and that they didn't really match that thing that I was looking for, where I had a great track program that could build me, develop me in what I wanted to do, as well as in engineering, which my father was an engineer. My mother does computer science.
Sounds like the whole family's engineers.
My brother is an engineer. So by degree.
Do all of them run track?
No, I'm the only one.
There's the dominant
that took it all the way through.
Not just an athlete, but a decathlete.
Yes.
Is that a term? That is the
decathlete.
Decathlete. Not decathlete.
It's like decaffeinated.
Decaffeinated.
Well, you know, Jerry used to do the high jump too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't see that. Well, I came in and I was torn over Jerry.
I got about 2 feet off the ground one time over the bed. So that was pretty good as a kid. I could set up the ruler and get over it. So, you know, I could, you know, ship you pointers later on if you want. But I guess you're past that, right?
Because, I mean, I used to use a broom. I used to get my little small sister to hold up a broom, and I'll just jump over it.
That's awesome. Right. That's awesome. And how'd you get into track?
Ooh, that's tough. Many, many years ago. I mean, 13 years. I've been doing track for, and many, many years ago, I guess a sports day, you know, every school has sports day and stuff like that. They have different events, different running events that you can participate in. And they just selected me to go one day, and I think I enjoyed my father. I would definitely say saw that I enjoyed doing what I was doing and competing, and I was very like competitive to say, you know, I won, you know, that kind of childish experience. And so from there, took me to the track coach at the time, Advanced Prep, which is the equivalent to an elementary school, kind of, because we have primary and prep schools, and then up here they have elementary, middle school. So I think it would be the equivalent to about an elementary school. And so he brought me to the coach that was there, said, hey, can you give my kid a shot? And that's kind of how it started from there. Continued, did track all the way through prep school, went through all the way high school, did several events actually, which is how the decathlon came about, because I was really not the best of the best, but I was good enough in so many different events and so many different fields, because I did high jump, which means I could jump, I had power, I could translate that to long jump, I could run the 400, I did the four hurdles for a while, and I had speed, you know, to do the 400. I mean, I did a few 4x1s, 4x100 meter relays and 200 meters. And like, I had a bit of speed that I could, you know, trickle down to the 100 meter sprint. So all of those things came to be the decathlon. So yeah, it's been a fun experience, and it's a very long time that I've been doing this thing for. Yeah.
Can you catch a football? I'm just asking for a friend.
I wish I could. They didn't teach me that. A few people, I know the triangle, you know, method that they teach people when they're trying to learn, but I couldn't catch it that easily or that quickly.
I was trying to see if I could get anything.
What are you best at?
High jump and the 400, it definitely would say is my best events.
So like, how high are we talking?
My personal best is 2.10 meters. Don't fight me. I don't know the inches by heart.
Oh gosh.
But that's my best in the high jump.
Is that pretty? I mean, that's good. Sounds pretty good.
It's over near, 6 feet.
Yeah, it's over 6 feet.
Yeah, I mean, that's
that, I didn't know the.
I know that.
Yeah, the
you
6 meters
about 3 feet. You know about.
Yeah, my PB is 5'11". So, but I mean, I'm getting there.
One day at a time. One day at a time.
My PB, is that what it's called? PB?
Personal best.
Personal best PB.
Yeah, yeah. See, I knew that.
Yeah.
Knew that part
yeah.
of it.
Well, PR as well. On the, PR is more popular here.
Yeah. On the engineering side as well, what was your first impression when you arrived at Auburn and seeing the campus?
So the first time I came to campus, it was a recruiting visit, and nobody was actually here at the moment. I think it was during the summer. It was late, early summer. I think it was, what's the holiday in the summer?
That 4th first, of July?
No. The
Memorial
one,
Day?
Yeah, Memorial Day. It was Memorial Day weekend. So a lot of the people that would have been on campus, they had already left. And so there was nobody really here, which was nice because I got to see everywhere without having to go through traffic and everything and get everything done on time. And so my reaction was a full-on reaction of the beauty of campus and how close everything is was very nice because I currently don't have a vehicle. That is, I've been here 5 years, and you know, the proximity of everything has been very nice to get the class, get the training, all these things on time for the most part. Sometimes, you know, things do have happen, but yeah. It was very nice to see that and to see the culture that was here, even though there weren't people on campus.
Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of things in engineering to go into. You said your father is a mechanical engineer?
Correct.
Was it just a, I guess there's some aptitude, I think you mentioned it. I mean, you're dang PNC scholar here, or yes. PNC award winner. We've had some achievers. I don't think we've ever had a PNC achiever on here. But I mean, were there any other options, or were you just mechanical straight from cradle?
I would say it was difficult because, like I said, I'm not only a jack of all trades in track and field, sure. but I was somewhat of a jack of all trades in academics as well, because I did both. So the main components of engineering is physics and math. And back home, they kind of streamline you very early. You do about, in 11th grade, you have to take an assessment, and that's normally 8 to 9 subjects that you choose from. And some of them are already compulsory for you. So I chose the science route. So I was able to do bio, chemistry, physics, you know, math, and also I think IT I did at the time. So I enjoyed all those things. I enjoyed learning bio, I enjoyed learning physics and math and IT. And so I could go into computer science. I could have gone the electrical engineering route as well, because I think from a young age, I've realized, I mean, I used to pull apart headphones because as I said earlier, I mean, I have a little experience being my radio show. And so I like music a lot. And I used to pull apart my headphones because they stopped working after a while. You know, corded stuff, you know, gets pulled off. And I'd go in and I'll look at it and I'll be like, okay, let me match it up to the other side that works and see if, you know, I could solder it back together. Because my brother, who I said was also an engineer, he was into electronics and was soldering things. And I just borrowed his soldering iron and did all of those things. So I knew I really liked getting my hands on and building things, so I could go in any which direction, but I think mechanical gave me the foundation that I would have needed to go, because currently my specialty is going to be robotics when I graduate in the master's. And so mechanical gave me that foundation that I would have needed to branch off in any which direction I would have chosen in the end.
I'm so glad we came up in the time we did, because when the Nintendo didn't work, you just took the cartridge out and went, you blew on it, and that fixed it.
Yeah,
if we had a soldering iron, we would have burned the home down. Yeah,
exactly. I could see that.
Yeah, no, I nearly killed myself one time sticking a fork into a socket for power, being like, you know what, this thing I'm working on needs some juice, and then I let go right at the end.
Hey, I had a pair on the makeup mirror. I went to put some tweezers down one time and Ooh. Just stuck it right into the power socket on that gosh. Thing. Yeah, it popped a couple of things.
Yeah, well, I had an explosion, bent the fork.
Explosion?
I mean, yeah, the wall was black. Oh, I mean, my it was goodness. Terrible. I probably should have died. Anyway, thanks.
I'm surprised my parents even allowed me to use a solder gun.
Yeah, no, I was an idiot. Still am.
We need to change the name of this podcast, Between Two Idiots.
I know. Well, it kind of works out that way. Yeah, that's the whole premise.
Yeah.
We bring in the smart people.
Well, and people think we're acting.
I know.
We're not.
Well, David earlier, he's acting. I mean, he asked, you know, were there some questions you want to ask? And I almost just put, listen, we don't know anything about anything. You can say whatever you want.
You
and we
believe
will
me?
Nod along. Sock, that sounds good. I guess there's also the thing. I mean, you come here, you do engineering, but now you're a master's, you're GTA, you're doing all this extra stuff. What's the future looking like? I mean, you said robotics.
Yes.
You're specialized.
You can't run forever. You can't run and jump forever.
That is true.
I'm a prime example right here.
Well, you got a couple more lefts of that big jump.
I'm going to hit the 6 feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so what's the future hold?
So I think after the masters, I'll go into industry, try to find something as it relates to systems and controls, because that's what... So the classes I'm taking are... related to robotics, but in order to control and in order to have a robot that is, you know, physically in front of you, some control mechanism or system has to go towards it. So I learned that and also the mechanics of the robot itself. And so anything or any job that involves that, I don't necessarily have a specific industry as long as it is applicable in something that I can innovate in. And I mean, I'm currently even... I would like to do something like towards athletics in the future as it relates to maybe building a machine that helps you train for this event or that event, or, you know, an automated, you know, like they have automated training things that, you know, shoot balls and stuff like that. So anything in that field also, I mean, developing that field to become, you know, better and to innovate and to make a difference in the world. So something along that lines would be the next step for me. And, you know, I might shoot for world championships.
Hey.
I love it.
Rock
I
and
love
roll.
That. That's
just
what
blow
I'm
on it.
That's you. Well, the family, do they get to come here much or do you get to go home much?
So I've been home almost every holiday, major holiday. So that's summer and winter since I've been here. I think I've only missed two summers so far. I'm going to miss a third one, I believe. Actually, no, I've only missed one summer. I'm going to miss the second one coming up this summer. So I've been able to go home. But no, my father came with me on my visit. My mother surprise visited me for homecoming along with my brother. That was an amazing experience. I think fall of, not 23, but 2022. And also... my sister wasn't able to come, but my two brothers, my mother and my father came to graduation. So that was nice. But they don't get to come here often, but I definitely go home because, you know, they miss me and I have to, you know, appease my mother. And
that's right.
Help her out and not make her cry
Had you been to the United States before that visit here?
Yeah, so I'd visited, so my uncle lived here for a while, and so I had the opportunity, and I have many different siblings and relatives, not siblings, across the country. So I visited a couple of them as well. I've been to Las Vegas before, and my uncle used to live in Atlanta. So definitely I've visited a couple of times, but not like this long period of stay
right. Where
I've been able to, you know, delve in the culture that is Auburn and the Auburn family.
Favorite thing about it?
People. As I just said, the Auburn, the people. I think the people make this place something special. Even yesterday, I didn't get to go to the game, but the fact that you can go in an arena, it's one of the smallest arenas in the SEC, I think. And you go in an arena, it's packed out, it's loud, and these are all people passionate for the same thing, for the same cause, hoping for the same result. And I think unfortunately, even though we're an all-boys school back home, my high school didn't really have that kind of school spirit that I wish I had, and I really got that here. So I really liked that kind of bragging right thing that, you know, I'm an, you know, Auburn Tiger, and, you know, this is what I represent. And I really liked that, you know, other than that atmosphere. Other than that, also the people are very nice here. They take care of you. I can get a shout out to Miss Janice over in athletics. She definitely takes care of me, and everybody in Auburn U that has supported me, because they are the people who are in charge of the building, the social aspect, not the social aspect, but the career building and the human build. What would you call that? You know, people like what Brown Copa does. What do you call
student
that?
Student services.
Yeah, so they're just advisors, student services, stuff like that. That kind of build your, you know, career goals and stuff like that. So yeah, they would definitely help me over the years to, you know, own myself as a leader, and also build myself up. Yeah,
man. Oh man.
Well, in that game he's talking about was a little game we called Iron Bowl basketball.
Oh, what much of a game?
And we almost dropped 100. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in that one point. Yeah. But close. About a, what, 18, 19 point 18, win. 19. So,
yeah. It's kind of sad.
Jammer.
It was pretty sad.
Hey, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went downtown, saw that the roll tunes.
Oh,
was,
isn't it beautiful?
You know,
all in our little high school arena with the lights on. Yeah. That's that knows how to keep the lights on. That's pretty good. Pretty good for that.
Just like when the lights went out in Tuscaloosa, I posted, hey, can they announce just like they do on an airplane where they say, is there a doctor in the house? I wanted them to say, is there an Auburn engineer in the house that can fix this?
Is there a decathlete in the house? Yeah. An Auburn decathlete that can come fix this problem for us.
Well, now I have a new favorite track athlete.
Yes.
And so good luck.
And again, I can get with you, maybe give you some extra, you know, some stuff.
Jeremy can work with you if you're running into any obstacles. You know?
Yeah,
I'll take that with a grain of salt.
Well, get you on a
like a grain of sugar.
Nutritional regimen that might help. Chick-fil-A right over there.
Yeah.
David, can't thank you enough for taking the time with us and for representing the university so well, for Auburn Engineering so well, athletics. Anyway, it was an honor, and War Eagle.
Thank you for having me, War Eagle.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.